Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify 'Em Together podcast. Today, we are going to be discussing scripture. Now, you might think, well, that's always what we talk about, and that's true, but we're going to take a little bit more of a direct route here in this consideration of scripture, because what we want to talk about is the value of scripture itself. Here's what I mean by that. In the Gospel of John, we read that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, that's a reference to the Lord Jesus Christ. We recognize that. And yet, there's different ways, at least, that I have gotten distracted from just a little bit of the beauty, I think, that's in this verse itself. So, first of all, because this is in John chapter 1, and John 1:1 talks about how in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, you know, it's easy to get kind of distracted by that and sidetracked in talking about what does that necessarily mean? What does that teach us about the nature of Jesus and having arguments about that? Or, if not arguments, perhaps you could say heated discussions, right? But, you know, we're supposed to speak in gentleness. So sometimes we get very distracted with by trying to explain what the verse is not teaching. Other times, when we look at the verse in its context, which I think we always should do when we're coming to Scripture, we can really see the big picture, and we can talk about the new creation and how the Gospel of John presents the first 7 days of the Lord's ministry, how it begins just like Genesis, and we can show these reflections there of creation in the Gospel of John. And so we can look at John chapter 1 as the beginning of another creation. And yet, while I think that's true, and I think we should look at that, so I'm not in any way saying that that's wrong, and in fact I think it's a good thing, but in looking at the big picture, sometimes we miss some of the details. And I think the detail that at least I have often missed is that the Lord is given this title of the Word made flesh. The Word became flesh. Isn't that an awesome way to describe the Lord Jesus? What that's telling us is that every piece of the Old Testament, every piece of the Old Testament reflects the Lord Jesus. And so when you go and you look at the law, and you read through the different things that were in the tabernacle, and you think about the bronze altar, well, that represented the Lord Jesus. You think about the laver, that represented the Lord Jesus. When you go into the holy place and you see the table of showbread, that represented the Lord Jesus. The lampstand represented the Lord Jesus. The altar of incense, that represented him. Even the door represented him. And you get to the ark, that represented him. And guess what? Well, so did the mercy seat. And then what was in the ark? The manna, Aaron's rod, the commandments. All of these things represented the Lord Jesus. And what you see is that indeed, he is the Word made flesh. He was all of what God had promised, all of what God had said, come together in flesh. But I think we can also say that the Word becoming flesh is more than that. He was the fulfillment of everything. But in addition to that, have you noticed that when the Lord Jesus speaks, what comes out is scripture? I mean, isn't that awesome? You know, I've often just been in awe at the fact that you look at, like, the parable of the Good Samaritan, right? All of Christ's parables are based in either scripture or some kind of current event that was happening at the time, at least that I've seen. And so it's pretty amazing because some of these parables are just told in response to a question. You know, it's not as though, like, he had a lot of time to formulate this response and to think, oh, you know, I think I will, I'll take this idea from the Old Testament and bring it together. He didn't have that opportunity. He was just asked a question and he responded. So like in the parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10, you have all of these connections to what happened in 2 Chronicles 28. Luke 10 reflects 2 Chronicles 28. And the Lord Jesus did that without any preparation time. He was the Word made flesh. When he spoke, it was Scripture that came out. And that's really what we want to think about today. On the last night of his life, the Lord Jesus made a promise to his disciples. He promised them that the Helper, or the Comforter, would come to them. This is in John 14. Do you remember what that Comforter was supposed to do? That Helper? There were various promises that were attached to its coming. One of the ones that we really want to think about now is what it would do to the disciples' memories. Jesus says that it will bring all things to your remembrance. Everything that he had ever said to them, they would remember it perfectly. And so you can see that not only do they remember Christ's words perfectly, but it appears as though they have this perfect recollection of Scripture. So that here's Peter, and he can stand up on Pentecost, and he can quote this long string of verses from Joel chapter 2. Now, that's pretty astonishing just in and of itself. But you might recall later in the book of Acts, just a couple chapters after, that Luke records the astonishment of some of the rulers at this ability that the disciples had. It's in Acts chapter 4. It's Acts chapter 4 and it's verse 13. This is specifically about Peter and John. It says here in Acts 4 verse 13, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated common men, they were astonished." Uneducated. Have you ever thought about what that meant? If you were uneducated at the time, that probably meant that you didn't know how to read. So what's happening here is these disciples stand up and they quote all these verses from all over the place, and the people that are hearing these things look at them and think, whoa, how did they do that? They can't read, right? I mean, this is just awesome. So what we see then is that the Lord Jesus is the Word made flesh. And that when the disciples were going to preach, the Lord gave them the ability to know what Scripture said. Now, we don't have that divine ability. We aren't the Word made flesh, and we can't miraculously just remember what's in Scripture. But we should want to become that way. I mean, really, what better thing could we do than putting the Bible into our minds? That's how we become the Word made flesh. That's how we follow the example of the Lord and of the apostles. We don't have these abilities, but unlike them, we have the completed Word. And we can read it. So, I think there's a value for us in taking time not only to meditate on Scripture, not only to think on scriptural concepts, but just to take a few moments to say, I'm going to memorize that verse today. I'm going to put that verse in my mind, and I'm going to repeat it over and over, and I'm going to think about it all throughout the day so that it gets in there. And so that day, we come just a little closer to being like the Lord Jesus, to having that word living in us, so that when certain situations come up, we think of verses. The Lord was the Word made flesh. Let's take time to try and follow Him and to put that Word in ourselves as well, so that when we speak, when we think, whatever it is that we're doing, our thoughts flash back to a passage of Scripture, and we have God's words imprinted in our minds. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.